Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
Well, I thought we should chat about the pneumonic influenza pandemic.
Just casually.
Otherwise known as the Spanish flu.
Okay, that's the word I know it better
as. Yeah. So you might have heard of that. It happened in 1919. So it's we're just kind of actually hitting the sort of centenary. I don't know if it's a good idea to like celebrate epidemic centenaries.
But this one's a bit out of the ordinary, though, I feel. It was huge, wasn't it?
It was. It was indeed. It came on the sort of tailcoat of the World War One. So we have to imagine Sydney back in 1919. The war is over. Armistice was declared in November of 1918, and the troops are starting to come home from Europe and Africa and elsewhere. And what happens is that this virulent influenza breaks out and starts travelling across countries. And they don't actually know where it started. But the reason it's often called the Spanish flu is because the King of Spain died of it.
Oh!
And that happened in 1918 while the war was still going on. Now, Spain was neutral, so that meant they weren't censoring their newspapers. So all over their newspapers was, oh my God, the King's died from this extraordinary influenza. And suddenly it started leaking out around the world. Actually, there's something going on here. This is actually a problem. And so it becomes a pandemic. That means it is a epidemic that's killing lots of people and it's traveling across national borders. That's basically what a pandemic is. And so we knew it was coming to Australia, but it didn't get to us until 1919. And in Sydney, we managed to quarantine it for a couple of months at the quarantine station up at North Head. But, and they were so pretty much every ship that was coming in, they'd all get checked and then they were right off, they'd just send the whole boat to quarantine. But eventually it got out with rail movements and just people not showing symptoms in time to be quarantined and so on. So it got out and it raged basically all through New South Wales, pretty much from February through to September of 1919. And they did all sorts of things to try and stop the spread. So the state government was saying people had to wear masks. They closed all the schools. A lot of the schools became emergency hospitals.
Oh, wow.
Because there were just so many people sick and dying. The places of amusement were closed. So halls, cinemas, theatres, libraries, they were all closed. Even the pubs were closed for a while.
Oh, no.
And when they finally did reopen them, they said people could come in, but they had to stand a certain sort of distance apart and you could only stay there for 5 minutes to have a drink and then you had to go.
Wow.
Because it was all about the congregation of people together. Things like crowded trams and trains all helped the spread of the disease. So they were really trying to kind of keep people's movements to a minimum. So there were two sort of spikes in deaths around April and also sort of June, July. And it's hard to believe. I'm just going to give you some stats because it makes you really realise the impact. The influenza infected about a third of Australia's whole population. So a third of the country at some point had this really bad influenza. It caused around 15,000 deaths across Australia all in 1 year. And what we have to remember, of course, this is at the end of World War One. So over the course of World War One, there were about 62,000 deaths from people fighting in the war. So the point is that the Spanish flu killed 15,000. That was in 1 year. And so when you compare that to the sort of death rate across the war, it's about the same annual death rate. So it was massive. Like people go, oh my God, World War One, so many people died from Australia. So many people died here in Australia as well from the pneumonic flu.
And that was only in what you said, February to September. That's only about 7 months.
Yeah, yeah. So Sydney, we had 9,800 and a few extra cases. That's metropolitan Sydney, and 3,902 people died. Oof. So I did my math. Okay, I wasn't great at math, but I did it. And so that works out that about 40% of the people who caught the flu in metropolitan Sydney actually died.
That's a scary statistic. If you were diagnosed with something today and they said there's about a 40% chance that you're not going to make it, that's terrifying.
That is scary. Really scary.
So, you've got the Spanish flu now.
Yeah, I think I've got the Spanish flu now. It's symptomatic. You know, you start in empathy, you start reading these things and you go. So what we have to remember, this is frightening for people and really disruptive. But it's been one of those forgotten pandemics because most of the focus nationally and internationally has been on the war and commemorating World War One. So after the war, people were trying to get back to normal lives and everything. And so this flu pandemic has just been kind of almost erased from the public memory of many people, but it affected so many families' lives. And we've got some really interesting historians doing work on this area. And a good friend of the dictionary, Peter Hobbins, has been working on a project encouraging local communities to find out more about the pandemic. So we'll have more of that up on dictionaryofsydney.org.
That's awesome. We'll get the link up in the podcast. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Tess.